1039 LI News Radio. News Radio. Your station for local news and information.
It is now time for the Craig James Financial Report. Craig Ferrantino, of course, certified wealth strategist, president of the Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road in Melville. Check out the website, ladies and gentlemen, Long Island Investment Advisors. .com, the aforementioned Craig Ferrantino. We welcome him on a Tuesday. Of course, President's Day yesterday, closing the financial markets, and it is always great to talk with him. How are you, sir?
Good, Jay. Thank you so much. Good to hear you, and thanks for all that you do for Long Island, all this great news and analysis that nobody else is doing. You're really filling a void.
Nobody on the planet is cutting it up as we do. You know, we'll take 443 points on the rise. A little back from a long weekend. How about that?
Yeah, it was very good. You know, last week was a very strong week, and it really showed that, the S&P went up 2.5%, and the Dow was up actually 3.1%. The Dow closed at 25,883. The S&P 500 closed at 27,76. And so that's actually your numbers year to date, 11% since January and 10.7% on the NASDAQ S&P 500. That's very impressive numbers. We're only 6% down from the all-time high. So there's been a lot of news that's been coming out along all this. But before I finish all that, I just want to talk about the 10-year Treasury at a very comfortable 2.66%. Oil's at about $55.75 a barrel. So that's a very, very it's a good number for people to keep cash in their pockets, so to speak. There's been a lot of optimism regarding the U.S.-China talk, that an agreement really to avert a government shutdown was well-liked, I think, by the market. And, the funny thing is that we had some mixed economic news where the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it's reported really a surge in job openings. And on the other side, this is where it's like oil and vinegar, retail sales and industrial production really disappointed. So you had two interesting numbers for the whole week, although the markets still saw things as positive. And so what you have there is that this is the 10th month when there have been more jobs than there are people applying for jobs, 10th month in a row. So that's showing a very strong economy. What that may do is increase people's wages, because as people are looking for jobs, businesses have to pay more for their employees and to just attract them out of other things because it's such a tight labor market. With that, you had optimism, of course, on the China trade talks. And it seems like there was some, there's a lot of back and forth last week. And the president indicated they may extend a deadline, that they were supposed to decide everything past March 1st. So that looks very, very interesting. And the other thing is that retail sales in December is usually the biggest month. That's the holiday month. But it decreased sharply for December. And now you say, well, geez, why is that? And then you go back, how did the market look in December? Well, some people have said that it was the worst December since the Great Depression. So people are concerned about the stock market to go to hell in a handbasket, so they bought less in December. You also had, on the other side of that, is that at the end of December, was the government was shut down. So maybe that had some effect, but I think that's much lesser effect. I think just people are afraid to buy as much because they thought they'd be losing all the money that they made over the past 2 or 3 years. So, and that, as you can tell, where we are in February, that's changed. That story's changed quite a bit. So, a lot of good stuff out there. Very interesting. Walmart came in with some good earnings, Jay. I know you shop there often, and they're up $4% today. Very good. They increased their dividend, showing you they're very strong, and the people are spending. And that's a good sign for the economy in general.
Yeah, I tell you, Craig, with Craig Ferrantino, of course, the Craig James Financial. You know, it wasn't that long ago. We were in 22 and change. You know, hard to believe we're approaching 26 once again. You know, you and I always talk when China is in the equation. I mean, that is the magic elixir, so to speak, China. You know, trade negotiations look really good. Wrapping up in Beijing last week. You'll have another round here in the United States in Washington next week. Very optimistic. I like what I'm hearing from President Xi. Trump, of course, always optimistic about striking a new trade deal here.
Yes, I think that's going to work its way out. You got to realize our trade with China is you know, you talk about Canada, Mexico, the Eurozone, and our trade with China is just, it's like the ocean. It's huge. Those are like lakes. You know, it's like, it's just a massive amount of trade that we have with China. And I think the president's trying to get more fair policies. That's what they say. So that's going to take some time. And, you know, but it's the fact that he's working on it, I think it's pretty impressive. The other thing I thought was really interesting, you have two-thirds of the S&P. Like, how's the economy doing? Well, we have two-thirds of the S&P 500 companies having reported fourth-quarter results so far. The earnings really are on track to have grown about 13% from a year ago. So that's like it's making the almost a year, fifth straight quarter of double-digit earnings growth on stock. And that could also mean the, you know, equity returns are also looking very good. And then we think, well, maybe, you know, there's an old adage that buy in May go away. We are not there yet. But if we're up 10, 15% for the year, we may just want to park our money. I don't know. It's just a strategy. On another note, Barron's had a big article on the marijuana stocks. I think the title was, you must be high to buy marijuana stocks. But the one of the most requested into our office are people asking questions about, you know, hey, should I buy marijuana? And, you know, of course, we can't make a recommendation to buy or sell anything here on the radio show. But, you know, a lot of these marijuana stocks, it's a tremendous growth opportunity. But I tell clients that a lot of them were drug dealers just a few years ago. And so they don't have, like, 5 years of audited returns or things like that. And so it's something. But I'm glad Barron's came out with something that said that, you know, be very cautious of buying these investments. We think New York can go complete, you know, another place to have marijuana. And it looks like it's possibly one of these growth industries that's snowballing to all 50 states eventually. So there's a tremendous amount of growth potential. People like to hear those stories. On the other hand, a lot of these companies are traded in Canada. They're thinly traded. And don't have a long history of audited financials. And so you just have to be very, very cautious here. And I'm glad that Barron's finally came out with an article saying how you could really, really lose your shirt on some of these cannabis stocks.
Yeah, no doubt. Craig Ferrentino with us. You know, Craig, finally, big news last week, the Valentine's Day breakup, so to speak, between Jeff Bezos in New York City. You know, listen, I took kind of the other end of things here as far as most people are concerned. You know, I just thought the Amazon price a little too high. I thought it was a fleecing beyond what I read about it, the $3 billion in subsidies. More importantly, from an egregious standpoint, at least, and no one really was talking about this end of things, you know, the half a billion or so, the capital grant the governor offered the company so that it could build, you know, using the union labor rather than address some of the high construction costs that might deter any big company from investing in the state. You know, Cuomo wanted to kind of cushion one favorite company against all those costs. You know, I just found the numbers and everything else, you know, the job thing, I think, was kind of misleading. The 25,000 jobs, the 2,500 a year, which really to me was a drop in the bucket of the city's employment growth in the last 10 or 11 years. I mean, I just, when I put everything, and you know, let's point out also, Google hired 10,000 or so people in New York without any massive subsidies here. You know, when I put everything into the mix, you know, I just thought it was a fleecing. I really thought it was bragging rights for Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. I mean, that was my take on things.
Yeah, you know, it's you bring up a lot of good points. I have a lot of feelings about that sort of thing. Well, first of all, I think there's some smoke in there. There's supposedly $25 billion in credit given to Amazon. But as these credits work, it really comes out to about $500 million. So, which is still a lot of money, but it's not the $25 billion. So people have to understand how tax credits work. That said, the idea that I have to bribe somebody to do business in the greatest city in the world, to me, I think is sort of ridiculous. So I just don't know what they were thinking, and it really had to do, you know, you put this right on, like you said, the governor and the mayor's shoulder, the one thing they could agree on, and unfortunately it was detrimental. That said, you know, the politicians in the local area who derailed the process did a good disservice because, you know, other companies who may, including Craig James Financial, would be interested in building in or doing something in Long Island City, I feel discouraged. Like, I'm not going to go there. That place may, you know, it was so public and so obvious that place may be, you know, without growth for many, many years to come. And New York City is not Long Island City, so I don't think that's affected. But I think that they there's a different way to handle this. You have these concerns. Certainly, please air them. But that said, I'm like you, Jay. I didn't want Amazon. I thought it was just a lot of noise here, and I just didn't. You know, I felt that you shouldn't have to, you know, be bribed to come and do your business. If you like New York City, like Long Island, some of the highest educated workforces in the whole United States. Certainly, you draw a lot of Long Islanders to go there. Companies should do that anyway. I don't think you need to. You need to give huge subsidies and tax breaks to companies like that, because smaller companies like many of us, including me, don't have access to those breaks and certainly are employing people. So it's a bad policy, I felt. Bad policy all around.
Now, listen, I just felt New York didn't need Amazon, but I think it did need it to kind of, you know, maybe demonstrate that companies want to be here, which, of course, is not the case. We know all know the failed campaigns and everything else. You know, just when you put everything in the mix here, though, I just, I didn't like it at all. Again, bragging rights. You know, you got two guys probably want to. I mean, if you watch de Blasio on Meet the Press on Sunday, I mean, obviously the question asked, with all that said and done, as Chuck Todd kissing his fanny somewhat, the moderator, of course. But, you know, quite frankly, is this a feather in his cap with de Blasio to say, you know what? Here are the numbers, and I want to kind of demonstrate it to the American people and run for president in a couple of years. Didn't fly with me at all. I just felt it was a fleecing overall for everyone involved here. And, listen, somehow, some way, you know, we got to do a better job of attracting companies here, legitimate companies. Not to say Amazon's not legitimate. I just thought the price was extremely too high and getting hosed in so many areas. I'm sorry, didn't like it. The loser is the governor, as far as I'm concerned, out of all this. I don't want to get too political here. But, he joked. Let's remember, he joked last year he would change his name to Amazon Cuomo. I'm not kidding. That's what it took. So he's a little egg on his face, but that's okay. We're used to that.
He's got his family name on a bridge. I think I would be happy with that. You know, the Tappan Zee is now his father's name. So what are you going to do? The Mario Cuomo Bridge.
I am telling you. Hey, listen, always a pleasure. We'll look forward to your regular slot on Monday. How's that?
Yes, good talking to you, Jay. Have a good week, all right?
Always a pleasure, pal.